Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 13th, and happy 80th birthday to the great Paul Simon.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by A1 Tires and More. Rogers Bridge was moved off Chattahoochee River to clear the way for replacement. Georgia Child Advocates launch Mask Up for Kids ad campaign. Georgia police arrest man accused of fatally shooting officer who was working his first shift. Herschel Walker raised $3.7 million during Senate campaign's first 5 weeks. Georgia lawmakers are set to renew debate over legalized gambling. And finally, Parkview's Danny Klenecht received United Soccer Coaches High School Coach of Significance Award. Plus, we'll talk to a haunted local restaurant that's taking part in Good Taste Gwinnett.
And when we are in build-out, we discovered that we actually have our own apparition. Her name is Alice, which we finally named one of our IPAs after Alice. And she has had discussions with a couple of our contractors. I have never met Alice, but she has spoken to a few of our contractors, which one team decided to not return. They were kind of spooked by Alice.
You don't want to miss this interview.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. Don't break down on 316 on your way to a game. Come get your car checked out at A1 Tires and More.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to be on the side of the road and miss kickoff? Get to A1 Tires and More before you head out. Tune-ups, oil changes, fluid checks, whatever you need.
All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. Remember, at A1 Tires and More, we're more than just tires. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Sometimes getting a family meal on the table is a team effort. That's why I turn to Publix. With delivery and curbside pickup powered by Instacart, I can order ready-to-go family dinners from anywhere I am and have them in hand in as little as 2 hours. Whether it's a deli oven-roasted chicken or custom-made subs, I can get all my family's favorites without breaking a sweat. Prices vary from in-store. Fees, tips, and taxes may apply, subject to terms and availability. Visit Publix.com/shop. Publix. Where shopping is a pleasure.
Rogers Bridge was a one-lane bridge, so it was not like modern bridges, which allow traffic to cross in both directions at the same time. The bridge served as one of the few connections between Duluth and the area that would eventually be incorporated as Johns Creek, so drivers could go in either direction on the old bridge. The moving of Rogers Bridge, which was temporarily placed on the Johns Creek side of the river, was a major step toward plans to reestablish a usable connection between Duluth and Johns Creek. Both cities are working with Gwinnett and Fulton counties on a project to build a replacement pedestrian bridge on the same spot where Rogers Bridge stood for decades. The new bridge will be virtually identical to the old one that was removed on Monday. The bridge replacement is tied to parks and recreation projects that both cities are undertaking on their respective sides of the Chattahoochee. Duluth is planning several renovations to Rogers Bridge Park on its side, with that park set to be linked to walking trails that will run south along the Chattahoochee from the park to Pleasant Hill Road. Meanwhile, Johns Creek is in the process of creating a massive park on its side of the river at the bridge location. In all, it took more than 6 hours to get the bridge off the river and placed on the Johns Creek side of the Chattahoochee.
Mask on. What? Keep your mask on.
Keep it on.
Mask on. Keep your mask on.
Hey.
I don't need you breathing in my face.
Three child advocacy organizations in Georgia are launching an ad campaign encouraging both adults and children to wear masks to discourage the spread of COVID-19. The series of public service announcements that began airing yesterday feature children too young to be vaccinated, talking about adults in their lives, including teachers and school bus drivers, who are not able to take care of them due to illness. Voice for Georgia's Children is being joined in the Mask Up for Kids campaign by the state chapter of the American Academy for Pediatrics and Partners for Equity in Child and Adolescent Health. The public service announcements will run statewide on broadcast television as well as digital and social media. A A SWAT team in Georgia arrested a man accused of fatally shooting a 26-year-old police officer who was working his first shift. 43-year-old Damian Ferguson was taken into custody without incident a day after the shooting death of Officer Dylan Harris. He had been charged with murder in connection with the shooting and aggravated stalking for a separate domestic incident. He's also known as Luke Ferguson. Ferguson was captured less than 1 mile away from where Harrison was shot in Alamo. 26-year-old Harrison was working in his first department shift when he was fatally shot outside the Alamo Police Department in Wheeler County early Saturday. He leaves behind a wife and a 6-month-old child.
We hand it off to Herschel. There's a hole. 5, 10, 12. He's running over people. Oh, you Herschel Walker. My God almighty, he ran right through 2 men. Herschel ran right over 2 men.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker raised $3.7 million during the first 5 weeks of his campaign to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock. Contributions to the University of Georgia football great came from nearly 50,000 donors from all 50 states. Walker entered the race in late August at the urging of former President Donald Trump. The two have been friends since the 1980s when the United States Football League team Trump owned, the New Jersey Generals, signed Walker to his first professional contract. The other three Republican candidates for Senate, Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black, Latham Sadler, an Atlanta banking executive and former Navy SEAL officer, and Kelvin King, a small business owner and Air Force veteran from Atlanta, have yet to file fundraising reports for the third quarter. Sadler reported in July that he had raised more than $1.4 million through the end of June, covering the first 10 weeks of his campaign. Black reported raising more than $703,000. King raised nearly $680,000 during the third quarter, including a $300,000 loan he made to his campaign. Lastly, Warnock also has yet to report his third quarter fundraising totals.
Unearth a 200-million-year-old secret at Fernbank Museum, the mystery of Antarctic dinosaurs. A new exhibit and film uncover the secrets of prehistoric Antarctica, showcasing real fossils, dioramas, expedition gear, and dinosaurs so cool, they're frozen. Get your tickets at fernbankmuseum.org.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation.
You want to win by 1 point of 30 points, KG. Let's see what Vegas. What has Vegas got you guys at tonight? Take a look. Let's see.
Are you serious? You're going to put us up right here?
Look, this is how I win.
While the General Assembly gears up for next month's once-a-decade redrawing of Georgia's legislative and congressional district maps, lawmakers also will soon renew a much more frequent debate over legalized gambling. Bills that could lead to casinos, pari-mutuel betting on horse racing, and or sports betting in the Peach State will be on the table when the 2022 legislative session convenes in January for the second year of a 2-year term. Proposals to legalize gambling in Georgia in some form have come up virtually every year for the last decade, with most of the bills dedicating parts of the proceeds to the hugely popular Hope Scholarships and pre-kindergarten programs. But after years of failing to gain traction, the effort gained momentum during the 2021 session. The state Senate passed a constitutional amendment last March calling for a statewide referendum to legalize sports betting. While Senate Resolution 135 failed to reach the floor of the Georgia House of Representatives, it marked the first time a gambling bill had made it through either legislative chamber. Sports betting is a relatively recent player in the debate over legalized gambling. States other than Nevada weren't allowed to legalize sports betting until a 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a New Jersey case. Since that decision opened up the country, 26 states have launched sports betting, according to the American Gaming Association. Parkview boys soccer coach Danny Klenecht received the prestigious United Soccer Coaches High School Coach of Significance Award. The award recognizes members who are coaching for character and using the soccer field to teach life lessons at the high school level. It's designed to celebrate coaches impacting their communities beyond wins and losses. Each state has one winner of the award. Coach Klinecht, a Duluth grad, has coached high school soccer at Duluth, Grayson, Brookwood, and Parkview. He's won several state titles as a head coach at Brookwood and Parkview and as an assistant at Grayson. And now you'll find a distillery slash brewery slash restaurant in Sugar Hill that is apparently haunted. They're taking part in the Good Taste Gwinnett virtual cook-along event, and community reporter J.P. Edwards is here to get all of the details.
Alrighty, well, my name's Carrie Leibrock, and my husband and I are the owners of Sugar Hill Distillery, Operation Brewing, and Wunderbar Euro Bistro in Sugar Hill, Georgia.
And you guys are going to be a part of Good Taste Gwinnett. That's the virtual cook-along. It's on the 21st and the 28th. All the information's at goodtastegwinnett.com. And Carrie, tell me, what exactly is coming to Good Taste Gwinnett? You're not going to teach us how to distill spirits.
No, not this time around. Maybe the next show.
Okay.
But we're excited to be a part of Good Taste Gwinnett. We are going to be cooking our pork schnitzel with Hunter's gravy. And Chef is also going to be doing our traditional German potato salad.
And now, this isn't you. You're not the chef.
No. We have Chef Morgan Pollard. We are truly, truly blessed to have actual, real, traditional, trained college graduate chefs in our midst. And they are amazing with what they do. We are a scratch-made kitchen. Most of your restaurants these days tend to come either out of a microwave or out of the freezer, and that's not us. We are proud to pour our love and our talents into our food. So,
and with the distillery, the brewery, and the restaurant, why did you go with German food?
Good question. When we were putting our business plan together and sitting down with the city, they were very particular things that they were looking for to present in the downtown area. And my background, I come from the restaurant background, and I've been in traditional American cooking and Mexican. But growing up, I've always had a strong influence of, I'm actually Japanese and German, having a strong German background. And I met Chef Morgan one day, and his background is all European and German. And we kind of played with the menu, and it went really well with the German beers that we were thinking about doing. There's not many places that do traditional Hefeweizens and Dunkels and Berliner Weisses. So we just really wanted to complement our menu to what we serve on the bar side and on the food side. So we just figured there's a lot of Italian and there's a lot of Asian cooking out there. And we just kind of wanted, I think our area really needed a European twist.
Carrie Leibrock owns Sugar Hill Distillery. What's the name of the brewery?
Apparition Brewing.
Apparition Brewing.
Our backyard, oddly enough, is the historic Sugar Hill Cemetery, which dates back to the early 1700s, I believe. And when we were in build out, our current location is in the old Sugar Hill Community Center. Before it was the community center, it was the old youth and fellowship hall for the original Sugar Hill Baptist Church. And the Baptist Church burnt down. They rebuilt in a different location, and that the youth and fellowship hall stayed there. City took it over as their community center. And here we are. So it's kind of been a full circle from being church grounds to now a distillery, brewery, and a restaurant. And when we are in build out, we discovered that we actually have our own apparition. Her name is Alice, which we finally named one of our IPAs after Alice. And she has had discussions with a couple of our contractors. I have never met Alice, but she has spoken to a few of our contractors, which one team decided to not return. They were kind of spooked by Alice.
Okay, wait a minute. There's a ghost in your building, and it scared off some of your builders.
Yes. Yep. They're like, nope, we don't do this. We won't be coming back. So
you named your brewery after the fact that there's a ghost there.
Apparition Brewing. Originally, our original business plan was supposed to be Wunderbar Bierhaus.
Okay.
And Euro Bistro.
Uh-huh.
But we're like, hey, let's capture on this, on Alice, on the cemetery. And we rebranded and trademarked Apparition Brewing. So we are actually three trademarks in one between the distillery, the brewery, and the restaurant.
Okay. So if you would like to go to a haunted brewery, you can find that in Sugar Hill.
Exactly. We would, back in the day, Sugar Hill used to do ghost tours.
Yeah.
So I think they might actually start that back up. Well, we're hoping to work with the city in the future with doing ghost tours, and they're redoing the fence along our backside on the property to match the rest of the fencing that's on throughout their cemetery. Currently, our fence is a wooden fence, and you really can't see much into the cemetery, and they're going to put up the pretty wrought iron so you can actually see into the cemetery, and hopefully we'll be able to have access back there so people can do ghost tours and do some fun in the city.
The schnitzel that you're bringing for Good Taste Gwinnett, not haunted, correct?
Not haunted, okay. No.
Just want to get... want to make sure that we get that out there, that goodtastegwinnett.com is not going to be haunted by your schnitzel. But I do love that you're bringing good German food to Good Taste Gwinnett. It's a virtual cook-along on the 21st and the 28th. And then where exactly are y'all, Carrie, so you can find? Are all three locations right together?
Yes, under the same roof. We're located at 1166 Church Street in the downtown Sugar Hill, and we are part of Sugar Hill's Shine District. So we are considered open container, and you can visit us, sit down, have a great meal, enjoy some live music on Fridays and Saturday nights. And we do comedy shows the second Friday of every month. We do tons of events. We post all of our events on Facebook and Instagram. You can grab a drink and wander around downtown and check out the bowl, which has some great live music, and do some fun family stuff in the East Center. So, yeah, we're excited to be a part of downtown Sugar Hill. It's a great place to be.
Well, I appreciate you joining me on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
To celebrate Good Taste Gwinnett, Publix wants to give you $50. Call 404-997-8655 to win. That's 404-997-8655, and you could win $50 from Publix.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville this fall. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
For more than 75 years, Chick-fil-A has captured the hearts and taste buds of guests from 2 to 92. We invite you to join us for a live storytelling journey around the values and vision of Chick-fil-A founder, S. Truett Cathy. You'll hear stories of the company's humble beginnings and 75 years of growth. Take a sneak peek into the future at our test kitchen and training center, plus a one-on-one visit with Chick-fil-A's Heritage Archives. Book your virtual tour today at tours.chickfilA.com.